Good morning. Thank you for joining us. February is the month of love. It's funny how Valentine's Day turned into an entire month, but month of love, we're going to call it, awareness for your heart and all that good stuff. And of course, heart means love and all that good stuff. So Dr. Joyce Morley, our psychotherapist, is here, and we are going to talk about love this morning. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Twanda. How are you?
Wonderful. Loving life. I love life.
Yes, I love to talk about love. You know, we think about the word love. We think about all that comes with it. It's just such a great feeling. And, you know, Al Green used to say, love can make you do right. Love can make you do wrong. And so there are so many things that come with love. But when you truly, truly love, you will do the right thing.
Absolutely. And, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and she was talking about her daughter and son-in-law and how they fight and scratch and punch and yell and curse and all of that. They have three kids together, and then they get it back together, and then they fight and curse. she say it's like a cycle. I was like, wow, they need to get out of that cycle. But
right, they really do.
Yeah.
And we think that, remember the song was Make Up to Break Up, Break Up to Make Up.
Mm-hmm.
Really, no real relationship. You know, I make a difference between a relationship and a situation, because when you're looking at a relationship, the root word is relate. When you're relating to each other, you don't have to go through all of that cursing and screaming and fighting, because in all actuality, that's a cycle of abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you come back and you have sex. You can't make love with somebody when you're mad with them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's just sex. And you go through that, and you do all those things, and you come back in the next day as if it's not there. But guess what? Because you didn't fix it the first time, because you don't know what the meaning of love, you don't know what love truly spells, you won't really be able to come together and have fixed what was gone wrong in the first place. So guess what? Tomorrow, the day after, next week, you're going to do the same thing you did before. So you're in that vicious cycle, and it's an unhealthy cycle.
It is. But what happens to people who didn't grow up with any love in their lives? Their parents didn't show them affection or love. And like in some of the real traditional parents, they're like, well, you had a roof over your head. I fed you and you had clothes. So, you know, that was how I showed you love. But in essence, not really.
They make up their own criteria for love.
Mm-hmm.
They look at what they see on TV. They go by what they heard from somebody else. But if you're going to be borrowing the emotions and the affect that you think means and entails love, then you're trying to walk in somebody else's shoes.
Mm.
And the measure of what you think love is by somebody else's yardstick and not by your yardstick.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you don't know, then you're going to trip and fall all the time. You're going to make so many mistakes because you don't understand it. You don't know what it's all about. So you're just creating this panacea in a world that's not real, because of the fact that that's what you think it should be. You see people kissing, or you see them on sex being intimately on TV having sex and being intimate in that way, but they're not being intimate in the mind. They're not being intimate in the spirit. They're not being intimate in their conversations. So they really don't have love.
Mm-hmm.
So you confuse, you know, people like that confuse what true love is of the heart and the actions that it takes to say to people, you know, you're the one for me, I'm the one for you, and I'm committed to this. They confuse it all, and they just go in the wrong direction. So then you find that cycle of trying to fix it, that cycle of trying to assume what love is when they truly, truly don't know.
That's interesting. I mean, you see it all the time.
And
you hear young people saying, I really don't know what love is. I don't know that I've ever seen it. You see some older people saying that. I've never seen it.
That's right. Yeah. You see some people, sadly to say, they go through a lifetime trying to figure out what
mm-hmm.
love is.
Mm-hmm.
And they've made so many mistakes. You know, they keep getting in and out of situations because of the fact that they're looking for it. And they don't understand it. They've created, and one of the things that happens is they don't learn from their own mistakes. So when you begin to learn from your own mistakes, then you could begin to say, you know, look at what I did. You're not beating yourself up,
mm-hmm.
not keeping your foot in your own behind. You need your feet to walk on. But the bottom line is to be able to, at some point, assess and ascertain, you know, how did I fit into what went wrong here, and not
right.
looking at the person you were with.
Mm-hmm.
And many times when people don't know what love truly is and how to define it, what it spells, then they find themselves just being attracted to, or people attract them to them that are not the right people. They're not, we talk about evenly yoked. What is
mm-hmm.
that in reality?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how do you spell love, Doc?
Well, you know, when you we know that we look at love as being L-O-V-E, but there's a lot more to it, because I look at it, I break it down with spelling love, that L. You have to have loyalty. You know, is this somebody who's going to be loyal to me no matter what? When we're down and out, when we're together, mm-hmm. we're going to stick together. Looking at that person who's going to listen. Are you willing to listen to me? Hey, can you be quiet for a while and listen to me? What about liking me? I think before you can really even get to love and spelling that, you've got to be able to spell like. I like you. I like you as a person. I like the things mm-hmm. that you do. Mm-hmm. I like who you are. And then be able to have some leverage. Let's look at how we can balance some of this stuff. Let's leverage. Out this. Let's balance this. Let's make sure there's some boundaries here. Let's have an understanding. Let's look at how we're doing this. And then the laughter. You know, you got with that L, you have to have laughter.
You
I
do.
Think we're too serious yeah. about things. We're always so serious. If you don't do this, you don't do that, I'm ready to leave. I don't want to be here. I'm angry all the time. You cannot have a true relationship with love unless you have laughter. Then when you look at that spelling, that the word love, lifting, we got to lift each other
mm-hmm.
up.
Mm-hmm.
When you're down, when you're not feeling well, I should know what's going on with you when you get up in the morning. I should know when I speak with you on the phone that something is wrong. You may
right.
need a lift.
Mm-hmm.
Can I lift you up?
Mm-hmm.
And then we look at that L, the long term. You know, get in a situation is for the short term, but you truly love somebody, that L in love is for the long term.
Yes, 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 yes. It's our society, and there's people are not getting married anymore.
Right.
And our society, we live together, and if it don't work, we split. We're gone.
We're gone.
Yeah.
We're gone.
Yeah.
And so when you look at that L, when you spell in love, and look at all those things, the loyalty, the listening and liking, the leverage, the laughter, and the lifting each other long term, and it's not lust. You know, it's not looking at her body, looking at his bottom, and look at all these things that's going on, and you just want to be with somebody. So it's not lust, okay? It's not coming with lacking. You're not lacking all these things. You're going to come together and be able to have the things that need to be done.
Right.
So we go to O, and you begin to look at spelling. How do you spell love? The only one. You know, when you saying, I'm in love with you, then I must be the only one. I am number one. That's what that O stands
mm-hmm.
for. It's obvious that we have something in common. It's obvious that we're meant to be with each other. Here's an opportunity for me to grow, but for us to go together. So in you looking at love and that, oh, there should be an opportunity for two people to come together and spend their lives together. It should be an openness. We can talk about anything. We can be together, but not openness. We're not an open situation. You have who you want. I have. That's not what I'm talking
mm-hmm,
about.
Mm-hmm.
It's the openness. It's an open mindset. We can talk about anything. I can share anything that I need to share with you. I don't have to worry about you getting mad because I didn't turn the light off. I don't have to worry about you wanting to kick me to the curb because I didn't move my plate. We will help each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's openness. And then I can say to you, you know what? Hey, guy, you know, I need you to do this. You can say to me, hey, girl, I need you to do this. There's an openness, open conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I see you as outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
I see you as outstanding. And then we're optimistic about the relationship. You cannot be in love. And you're there, you're pessimistic. Oh, it ain't going to work. It probably is not going to work. This is not going to happen. You got to be optimistic. Every day you get up, I see a brighter future. I feel brighter today. I'm so optimistic. I know that this is going to last forever.
Mm-hmm.
You're excited about it.
Yeah, I love that.
And when you look at that O, when you're spelling love, it's not an ownership. You don't own anybody.
Ooh.
He's my man.
Because I married you. Because I married you, you're my property.
Right, you're my property.
You're my property.
You're not paying any taxes. You're not doing anything else. You don't have it. You may that license may be at the courthouse, but it does not entail ownership.
Mm-mm.
So we get so caught up. We want to key somebody's car, look at people's phones, do all these things. That's not, you know, you're not cattle.
Been
you're not
there.
Possessions
mm-hmm.
like
mm-hmm.
that. You don't own anybody. Because when you start getting to that, then you become obsessed.
Yes.
And so you can't have love and be obsessed. And you can't be obstinate. You can't just say to people what you want them to, you know, you want to say to them and treat them any kind of
way. Yes, yes. Disrespectful.
Disrespectful.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so when you begin to look at the V in love, I value you. You know, you're so important to me. And anything you value, you know about those nice fur coats and those red bottom shoes and those pearls and diamonds,
mm-hmm.
anything you value, you take care of.
You sure do.
You it's a keepsake. You
mm-hmm.
keep it somewhere, but you don't put it on a shelf.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
want to be able to let people see who
so
I'm with.
I've got
value.
I've got a family member who she's scared to move. She can't talk without her husband looking at her. She can't go anywhere. She can't do anything. And we keep telling her that's not love.
That's not love.
Just not love.
No.
It's not love. It's obsession.
Right.
But it's not love.
And so that's a possession,
mm-hmm,
and an obsession,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
when something like that. So when you have that going on, he sees her as a possession.
He
and he's
does.
Obsessed.
Yeah.
And he's insecure. But that's not love.
Because
if he valued her, he'd give her freedom.
Right.
If he valued her, he'd see that she should have a life.
Mm-hmm.
If he valued her, the next V, he'll be valiant all about it and be a strong man,
mm-hmm,
and take a stand. So you got to be valiant. You got to be able to stand for each other and be able to say it out loud. And then it's also being victorious. You know, there's some victory when you have love.
So true.
You know, mm-hmm, it's like, look at where we've gotten to. I've won. Now I don't have to keep going out there in the street, going to the club, even going to church. So I'm looking for somebody when,
mm-hmm,
you know you already got somebody,
mm-hmm,
because the victory is already there. We're victorious because we have each other. You know what? I can look at somebody else and say she looks great. I can look at somebody else and say he looks grand. I like that tie, all those things like that. But we already have the victory. So no matter what I say and what I see, it has no impact or effect on the relationship I have because we're already victorious. We have each other.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And it's being vivacious,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
How do you love each other and you're sitting at dinner, nobody talks?
Oh,
there's no
goodness.
Energy.
Yes.
There's no effort.
Mm-hmm.
Something is wrong with that. You have
it's
to have
sad.
Vivacious.
Yeah. Sad.
Have to have energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not having victims. You know, you can't be in a true love relationship and be a victim,
mm-hmm,
a victim of abuse, a victim of misuse, a victim of all these things. And most certainly, it cannot be vicious.
Wow.
You can't be in that situation with that couple who goes through this cycle,
mm-hmm,
of being vicious and,
mm-hmm,
then come by and have sex,
mm-hmm,
and,
yeah,
not making love. And then they think that it's all fixed, and it's not.
And all they're doing is modeling that behavior for their children.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So it's that whole vicious cycle, and that V in love doesn't mean being vicious.
Yeah.
And so as we begin to look at how to spell love, that E, it's empowering. When you love somebody, Twanda, you know that. It's empowering.
Yeah.
You feel as if you could stand, because guess what? You got somebody standing with you.
Right. Somebody
you
got
know?
Your back. My goodness.
Somebody, right.
Mm-hmm.
That first love came from God. Then you're loving yourself, but when you got somebody else, now there's that three that fits it all together.
Mm-hmm.
I feel empowered. I have the love of God. I have the love for myself. And look at this man. Look at this woman. I have his or her love. I'm empowered.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm eager. I'm eager to be with you. I want to be with you no matter what. I'm eager, but not to the point that I've got to follow you 24/7. I've got to know where you are all the time.
Woo!
I'm blowing up your phone,
mm-hmm,
all the time. Let,
mm-hmm,
the woman work. Let the,
yeah,
guy work.
Yeah.
Why are you calling all the time? Eager. And this eagerness doesn't mean that you're so in love and that person might not be in love with you.
Wow.
So you're so eager, you're going to keep after them and you're going to make them be yours. You can't make anybody be yours,
you sure
because
can.
You don't own anybody.
Mm-mm.
Own yourself. And then that E says, she's my everything. He's my everything. Again, you have to be careful with the E's, because that everything doesn't mean that you don't have your own life.
Right.
It doesn't mean that you're obsessed,
mm-hmm,
with that individual. It doesn't mean that you are just so evil and that you're going to do everything you can. It doesn't mean that you're so eager that you go after somebody else's husband,
mm,
or somebody else's wife or someone in a committed relationship and you're going to go in there. I'm eager to have them and I'm going to do all I can to be able to get them. That's not what that means.
Mm-mm.
And then
crazy.
That E is excellent.
Mm-hmm.
I expect excellence in the person that I'm with. I expect them to be at a level. I don't expect for them to be perfect, but I expect excellence in how they treat me and how they talk,
yeah,
to me, what they say,
mm-hmm,
what they do.
Mm-hmm.
That's very important to me.
And really how they treat other people, too.
How they treat other people,
mm-hmm,
right.
Really important.
It is important.
Mm-hmm.
So if you treat your mama bad, you'll probably treat me bad.
I'm next, right?
I'm next, right?
I'm next.
I'm in line.
Yes.
You treat your sister wrong, you're going to,
mm-hmm,
probably treat me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm next.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it's all about. How you are treating people exceptional, treating people with respect, and then just an excellent, exceptional relationship. Not perfect, but coming out and not perpetrating a fraud. On the inside, you're being beat up, and then on the outside, you're coming out there,
yeah,
and it's like you're making people think, oh, everything, they're excellent.
Perfect couple, yeah.
White.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
White. And that E also connotates being equal and Equal means that we just treat each other with respect, mm-hmm. love each other with mm-hmm. respect. And it doesn't mean there's 50-50 because there's no such thing. There may be 80-20, it may be 60-40.
That's right.
But at some point, that equal means that guess what? You and I are both seeing each other the same way.
Mm-hmm.
We see you as a mm-hmm. human being. That's being equal. We see you as a child of God. That's being equal. All those things mean that we are basically on the same level. You may be a man, I may be a woman, but guess what? That's okay. The bottom line is we both can do things equally around this house. We both can help with the children equally around this
mm-hmm.
house.
Mm-hmm. And what we do is equally important.
Yeah. Very important, yeah. Right, very important. What you have to say is equally as important
mm-hmm.
as what I have to say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that he is enticing,
mm.
should be enticing to each other. When I look at you, I should really want you. When you look at me, you should really want me. Enticing, very enticing. Now, I might be enticing other people out there, but guess what? I know where the loyalty is.
Right.
I know where I am committed
mm-hmm.
to.
Mm-hmm.
I know who I value. So the enticing is going to come back to you. And it's not being evil. It's not being out there being evil
yeah.
and creating problems
yeah.
for
yeah.
each other.
Yeah. You know, on the enticing part, I have to chuckle a little bit because when I get home, I like to take all my stuff off. I might have on some sweatpants, a little muumuu or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And just one day, the Lord just said, go look in the mirror. And I went and looked in the mirror. He said, is that how you would want your husband to see you every day? And I was like, oh, my gosh.
Right.
So,
right.
You know,
right.
not that I had to be all perfect, but I couldn't look like that every day. So
every day.
I really had
no.
to change that. I had to
right.
change that about myself.
Because
right. my husband, I mean, and most men, they are very eye focused. You know,
right.
what they see, their appetite is in what they see. And so they're very visual. And so, you know, we can't look like anything. I'm not saying you got to be dressed up with your makeup on, still got your heels on. But we can do better than what we do when we get home.
Do better. And that man needs to know that, too. No woman wants a man walking around with sweats all the time,
mm-hmm.
big shoes that he just throws on. So that's that equal.
Yeah.
Both of you should see each other as equal and to be able to be enticing.
Mm-hmm.
It
mm-hmm.
should be that when you come home, yeah, when you greet each other and when you get up and that you're making sure that you are presentable
right.
to each other.
Right.
You have to remember the same thing it took to get together, the same
mm-hmm.
thing it takes to keep them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that's where that other E comes in there, being emotional.
Ah.
It's okay to be emotional.
Yeah.
And we say to men and give men this misconception that they can't be emotional. Well, they have eyes and they have tear ducts like women.
Mm-hmm.
They have a heart
mm-hmm.
just
mm-hmm.
like women. So they feel. So to be able to be emotional, to not be afraid to write a poem and express your emotions and your feelings. And it's not just all about the candy and all about the flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And being emotional doesn't mean having sexual intercourse. It's mean getting to the heart of the matter of where that person is connecting with each other on a feeling level and letting that person know you really, truly do matter to me and I value you.
Right.
You're the number one person in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so loyal to you. I listen to you. I love you. All those things that come together.
Yeah. And you know, we're not saying let your emotions take you over because if you
no.
do, that's a disaster.
That's
but we're
right.
just saying if a man cries, he has, you know, he has emotions. Let him cry.
Let him
sometimes
cry.
A man needs to cry.
Weakness.
Yeah. It is not
weakness.
Right. And that's, I think society has made it where if anybody cries now, she's
right.
weak. He's weak. You
right.
know.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
And then that emotion, you have to also make sure that when you're talking about that, there's a balance.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't get to the point. Being emotional doesn't mean you're yelling and screaming.
Or
and
whining.
Like cursing, whining
yeah,
all the time.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then every time you go somewhere, where are you going? And
yeah.
this, that, the other. And tricking people to make them think that emotion means that you love them when you only want to do is control them.
Yes. There you go. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you want to be in that situation, you go over there and be with somebody else, but it won't be here.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so it comes down to that. And so, you know, we can challenge people. How do you spell love? And so we've given you quite a bit of all some of the characteristics of love and what they stand for when you begin to look at those letters. And I think, Twanda, a lot of times people don't think about it. Love is an action,
mm-hmm.
not a reaction.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it shouldn't be a subtraction.
Wow. That's
okay?
true. Now, that's true.
So when you get with someone, it should be someone who's adding something
yes.
to you and you're adding something to them.
Mm-hmm. And we're not saying you have to be their life because you can't be their life.
No.
You cannot make them happy.
No.
You know, any of that. They have to come to you that way.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And love is a show, a show me,
mm-hmm.
and not a pretense. It's a Missouri state, the show me state.
Missouri.
I need you to show me.
That's
what?
Right. That's
it's,
right.
It's show me. Just see some action.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it doesn't mean a beat down. It means to put up. It means to have each other there. But then you also have to be careful of having someone to put you somewhere where you're not.
Yeah.
And then you're finding yourself having to live there.
Mm.
And then that person is uneasy and you are uneasy.
And you're miserable.
You're
yes.
miserable.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So you begin to look at this whole love. And it shouldn't be just the month of February, 365 days a
mm-hmm.
year. And when you find that person, and sometimes men and women say, can you love two or three people at the same time? You can. Love is different from certain people.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you go back to the loyalty, you go back to the commitment, you go back to the value, you can't have a one number one.
Right.
Okay, unless you want to line everybody up, they see all can't be number one. You may have somebody who can fulfill one need.
Yeah.
They may be able to bring that seed, but is it one that's going to help you to be able to feed in the right direction?
Yeah, it's like the sister wives. When I
right.
when I see that, I go, wow, okay, settling. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Nobody's committed to nobody up in right. that camp, okay? It's
right.
interesting, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that goes back to the lust. That goes
yeah.
back to the onus.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
goes back to somebody's getting more out of it than the other person.
Exactly.
You know, and
exactly.
so that's not love.
Mm-hmm.
There's no commitment. You know, there's no reality of what's really going on. So you begin to look at that. And when people say it, stop saying it unless you mean it and you know what it means. And then you can actually be able to spell it and be able to tell your mate, tell yourself first. And then you wait for it because you have time. I think some of us rush into these situations, think that we love. Yeah, you love having sex with that person the night before.
Mm.
Or what they said to you because you're so insecure
mm-hmm,
that
mm-hmm.
you don't know how to be able to carry on yourself. How do you love yourself first? When you can love yourself first and do it without inhibitions, when you can do it unselfishly, then you can do it and have someone that you can love unconditionally.
Exactly. And be happy.
And
by
happy.
Yourself. I know when
right.
I was single, I was a happy single person. Yeah, I enjoyed
right.
my time, you know?
Right. And you have to also recognize that when you're happy, and we say that, you can't make anybody happy. So
mm-hmm.
stop getting with people. And women, stop letting these men tell you, I want to make you happy.
Yeah.
Brother, I was happy when you met me.
I'm telling
and
you.
And I'm going to be happy when you leave me. Bottom line is we will share our happiness with each other.
Right.
But no one can make you happy.
Mm-mm.
Happiness is an internal state. It's not something you can buy out of the Five and Dime store.
Yeah.
Or you can go to any of these stores that we see on every corner here in the area and think that you can purchase happiness.
Mm.
You bring happiness into it and you share it with each other because it's a state of being. It's a state of mind, and
mm-hmm.
you have to decide what mindset do you have, what's your state, and where you're going with it, and how you want to be able to make
mm.
it.
Mm-mm-mm. How do you spell love, y'all? Figure it out.
It's
the month of love. Doc, tell folks how they can reach out to you.
Wanda, they can reach me by going to my website at www.drjoyce.com. That's www.drjoyce.com. Or they can also call me at 770-808-6570, 770-808-6570.
All right, Dr. Joyce Morley, how do you spell love?
Right.
L-O-V-E. Thank you so much for joining us, Doc.
Thank you. Take care now, and happy Valentine's Day.